The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
B'chayres Davov, we have a little bit of a diversion in the Inyonim of Bechor, with the Mishnah over here of Yoitze, a little bit of an Inyon of Macholos Asurois. So we'll discuss a little bit the Arum and Arum of some of the ramifications of the classification of the Din of Yoitze. But first, let's concentrate on the Din of Yoitze. It's Mavur in the Mishnah that part of the concern of the Mishnayis is the halacha that the yoytze from a tor is tor, even though it has simonim of a tome. Now let's ask ourselves, a behemoth that has simonim of a behemoth that has simonim of a tor, is a behemoth tor, the simonim itself create the tahara? A behemoth that has split hooves and chews its cud is tor, or that's a simon that animal belongs to a certain type of animal? It's either a seh or a shor or a keves or any of the other animals that are tohirim. And because it belongs to that category of animal, theoretically the mashal, let's say we have an animal that we don't recognize. We have, you come to America for the first time in the 16th, the 1700s, go out to the Wild West, and you find the buffalo. The buffalo wasn't found in Galicia, wasn't found in the Middle East. So what do we have? We have an animal that somewhat resembles a min tohor. It's clearly a biologist will tell you right away that's from the family of behemoth tohorim. But l'maisa, we don't know what it is. So we would need the simonim of the behemoth. The simonim make it behemoth tohorim, or the simonim identify that it's a member, it's classified as a member of that family. Theoretically, it could be something else. It could only be bedoyme to a behemoth tohorim. No, it has simonim. That means it tells us it's a gilui milsa ba'alma, that's part of the min, call it part of keves, part of tzoin. Again, this shal is deraisa, midrabonon, or at least minig, is that we're not matter any behemoth unless we have a mesoira. It doesn't make a difference how bedoyme it is to any behemoth tohira. It has to be a min that we have identified as a min tohira. The same is true by birds. The exact system of how to pass over that mesoira we discussed in a shiur in Perek HaLetreifos back in Chulin. But here's the Shiloh, and the Marit in a tshuva in discussing simoni behemis brings a raya from the basic halacha of our sugya. Kolud b'mei poro, the halacha is muteres. A kolud is an animal that does not have simoni behemis tohiru. B'mei poro, if it comes out of a poro, it's muteres. Why yoytzim na torah torah? Either animal doesn't have simoni tohiru. L'chor, the simoni tahira create the tahira, says the Marit, no. The simoni tahira only identified as belonging to that min. If it's yoytze minator, that itself renders it from that min. Meaning, say, the source of where the animal comes from, that's the best identification for what it is. The same shadow we have for keret. Yoytze minatome is tome. Is that mean that yoytze minatome, let's say the behema, Yoytze min atome is deformed and it has simoni tahara. Is the yoytze min atome tome because if it's yoytze min atome, that tells us that it's that bad animal? If it's yoytze min chamor, that means it's a chamor. No matter that it looks like a goat, it's a chamor. You have an optical illusion. It's a deformed chamor because it comes from a chamor. Or no? Maybe. If it looks like a seh, be'etzim it is a seh. But that itself, that it's yoytze min atome, gives it a din iser. What's a nafkamina? It sounds like semantics, just the nusach. There's a tremendous nafkamina. If the reason why yoytze min atome is tome, because the yoytze min atome itself says that it's part of that min, it can be anything else but that min tome, because yoytze min atome is tome, so then it has the whole severity of being a chamor. The yoytze min atome, even though it looks like a keves, it looks like a gdi, but it's a chamor. But if we say that bad sim, if it looks like a goat, if it smells like a goat, if it has simonim like a goat, it is a goat. But since it's yoytzim and atome, that itself gives it a din iser, then That type of halacha with something that's a yoytze midove tome would not carry with it the einish of malchus, similar to the halacha that we have mufurish in our sugi that cholov and beitze tmeir, the eggs and the milk of a behema of an oif tome. The halacha is that they're also to eat, but they're not malchus. They're not considered that you're eating from a bosor of. It's not bosor of a behema tmeir. It's like a chatzishir of some sort. It's a lower, lesser form of that tmeil. The same thing would be true. Yoytze min hachamor, it's not a chamor. It looks like a keves. But since it's a yoytze min hachamor, it has somewhat lessened, somewhat watered down. It has the dinim of a dove tome, but in a lesser form. You wouldn't get malchus. There's a sefer Yad Eliyahu. The title brings over here the sefer Yad Eliyahu. Rabbi Eliyahu Rogelo was one of the gedolei litter 200 years ago. It's considered a tremendous goyin. And his sefer, he clears this chakira with various nafkaminas, like having different areas in halacha. Let's list off the nafkaminas the way they're brought out over there. One, if we say that an animal that looks like a goat is a goat despite the fact that it's yoytze min hatomei, it's also because it's yoytze min hatomei, but be'etzem it's a goat. Would we say that shchitosoi mitaharosoi midei nevela? The halacha is even something that's also need a treifa l'moshul. The shechita of a behema treifa is mitzi midei nevela. When the animal dies, it's not mitame tumas nevela. Why? Because it's not nevela, it's geshochten. But that's only because it's geshochten with a ma'aser shechita. A ma'aser shechita is only shaykh on a behema tohir and not on a behema tmeir. So it depends. If we look at this as a chamoir, so the shechita is meaningless. If the shechita is meaningless, so then when it dies, it's a nevela. But if we say the bats and the animals are goat, he has an iser on it because it's yoytze min hatomei. But bats and it's a goat. The ma'aser shchita is a ma'aser shchita. And then despite the iser yoytze, the ma'aser will not be mitame kinevel. One nafkamina. A second nafkamina. We have a halacha that stam, all sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzahs have to be written. B'mutl l'cha b'ficha is only something which is osur be'etzem. When we talk about nevela, is also osur to eat. And still the halacha is that even an animal that dropped dead, an animal that died, you can use the cloth to write a sefer Torah. Why? Because be'etzem it's a min tor. It has to be a min tome in order to have the din of not being moitzi ficha, in order that it should be possible v'ksiv estam. So what about a goat, or an animal that looks like a goat, that's yoytze from a chamor? Is it a chamor? Then stam doesn't work. You're not going to be able to write stam on it. But if it's be'etzim a goat, the fact that it has that it was yoytze min a chamor will not take away that be'etzim it's a goat. If it's a goat, it's a minto, you can write stam on it. A second nafkamina. A third nafkamina is l'gabit yisayfim min achai. Yisayfim min achai is negay to behem etoy, not to behem etmeil. A fourth nafkamina. Fourth nafkamina is a halacha that not only is it also to eat minim tmeim, but the halacha is that schoyre, the Gemara learns out, that schoyre, to trade, to buy and sell minim tmeim is also also. Mashenkin a min tohor, even if by circumstance it's also, then you're allowed to sell. The Gemara learns that out. By chelev of a behema torah, you're allowed to trade in it. There's no issus schoyre. So the shayla is a yoytze min atome, a goat. It has a tzur of a goat that's yoytze min hatomei. The shayla is it a chamor or is it a goat? Oh, there'll be another nafkamina. A fifth nafkamina is more original. What happens if you have a animal with horns, with karnayim, that's yoytze min hatomei? The question is, if it's a chamor, it's a min tomei, the halacha is that a min tomei, you can't make the horns into a shofar. If it's a min tor, the fact that there's a zaitiga reason, the fact is a David study, that's yoytze min hatomei that renders it us, and lamaisa it itself is a min tohor with horns. You could turn that into a shofar. Here's a sixth nafkamina from the Rambam. The Rambam in Klai and Perek Tes, we know that there's a lav in the Torah, Pashas Kiseitze, about working, using harness together a shor v'chamor. That shor v'chamor doesn't have to be dafka shor v'chamor. It's clear in the Gemara that it's any other animal. The Rambam says it's not any other animal. It's not two animals. It has to be that one is a mintor, one is a mintome. Kiddush of the Rambam. Shor v'chamor doesn't mean that they're biologically they're two different meaning. It means that they're two totally separate meaning. That one is mutter and one is also. So we have an afkamina.
is the yotze min hatamei with a chamor, is it be'etzem a behemah tahora, in which case it would be klayim together with a chamor? Well, no, it's not. It's a chamor. If it's a chamor, then there's no klayim. Now it happens to be that we mentioned before that the Marit says that simonim, the simonim that an animal looks like a goat, that's not the cause of the tahara itself. The cause of the tahara itself is because it's a goat. The simonim are just megala that it is a goat. Lamaisa and the Ritva needed after Nalavam and Beis, mufurished by dogim at least, that the simonim are the tahara itself. It's not just the simon. It's possible, Yesh Labaldin Lachloik, that by dogim, that the Torah doesn't list off minim, not that a Torah, not that a Tomei, by a dag, the simonim itself are the cause and effect of the Tahara. Mashenke, if you're talking about animals, if you're talking about birds, over there the Torah designates minim that are Tomei, and the Torah designates minim that are Tohar. So now all we have to use the simonim for is a simon to identify whether it belongs to that family. Maybe. There's another interesting maramach, Matayson needed dafnuna mebeis. Over there in the Gemara is described two types of animal, one which is tohar, one which is tomei, tarnagulo and tarnagulto. Pasha sounds like the same thing. One beloshin zocher, one beloshin the cave. That's Taisa's shita over there needed dafnun mebeis. That the tarnagulo and tarnagulto are really one type of animal, one type of fowl. One is a minto. One has simon and tahara. One does not have simon and tahara. Because of that, one is tummy, one is not. Seems clear that itself is the cause and effect. Not that that's only a gilui to which min it comes from, because if that would be the case, the male and the female of one type of animal, one type of fowl, certainly are designated as one min. So the chara tesis shita, the way he explains that Gemara, would seem to indicate that the simon itself is the matara and the matame, and not faket. The Veld wants to know, there's a Medrash in Pasha Shmini, a famous Medrash, where the Medrash darshans the four types of behemois tmeyois that are mentioned in the Torah as having one simon tahara, one simon tumah. An arneves, a shofon, a chazir, and the chazal darshan, these four refer to the four galuyas. Very interesting. Simoni tahara, if we say simoni tahara themselves are mitahir, an animal that has one simen is more tame, has more of a siba. That one simen tumo is more of the metame than if it has two simonim. If it has two simonim, it's just tame. If it has one simen of tumo, one simen of tahara, that one simen of tumo means that it's a via vaisan tumo. It's keneged arba galuyos. One's keneged bovel. Bavel is a Zarnevis, one is Keneged Modai, Parasul Modai, one is Keneged Yovon, and Chazir, Chasimen Chazir Miyar, is Keneged Edoin. Maybe the Pshat is, because if the Simen itself is the Sibo of the Tahara, it's like Choshech V'or B'shtamshim Ba'avuvya. There's a concept of evil. Bavel was evil, it was a Malchus that was Keneged Malchus Shemayim, Parasul Modai, Yovon. But there's a special level of evil that comes from that was Esav. The Gemara says refers to Esav, who sticks out Mara Talfois. He sticks out Simoni Tahara, and Lamaisi he's Tomei. Internally he's Tomei Chitzonius. He keeps Heich Maasun Esamelach. He keeps the mitzvah of Kibbutz, but inside he's all rotten. That's a worse Siba Hamitame than if there would be two Simonim. Okay, but the Medrash says that Osil Chazili is Mutter. And the Welt wants to know, the Chazir is going to become Tohar, because when Mashiach comes, it's going to get a Simitah, it's going to start chewing its cud, it's going to be a Tohar. The problem is that first Chazir, how did it become Mutul? It was a Yoytze, Menatome. So again, it's a Medrash, it's a Gadato. You have to qualify that Gadato if that means that the animal is going to turn into something else. But the Kasha is a Kasha, the Or is a Or. Luchar, the wording of the Medrash, you're going to have a, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a chazir, there's going to be a behemoth tmeah, that's going to miraculously turn into a behemoth with simon of tohar. Aber lemaisa, it's a yoytze min hatohar, it's a yoytze min hatomei. So if we say the simonim are moichiach, luchar, it's still a yoytze min hatomei. It still has the severity of being a yoytze min hatomei. So, one of the Maramakim that's brought in this context is a machlokes between Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh in Brachas Daf Mem Gimel. There was something over there that was called Dam Musak. Dam Musak is a certain type of a dam of a certain type of animal, certain type of insect or something like that. That's Nasa Perish. It turns into something that's not dam. It turns into a chemical. It loses its original form. And the question was asked by the Rishonim whether Lamaisa, it comes from dam of a certain animal, whether we give it the din of what it's yoitza from Meikara, or we say, no, now it's not dam. It congealed, it turned into something else. More than just congealed dam. It turns chemically into something else. And that's Machlek Sushen. Do we say that that has the iser of yoitza, or we say, Basar Hashtaz Lina? Similar type of concept we find in Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam and Ravid argue in the beginning of Klei HaMikdash when they're identifying all the different ingredients that were used. One of the samamonim, one of the spices that was used in the Ketoris was moir. The question is what moir is, and the Rambam and Ravid give one definition, which they argue whether that could be the definition, that it's a certain type of excretion from a behemoth, it's perish mi behemo, that comes from the dam of a tsror, of a certain insect in India, in Hoidu. Magen Avraham, in Reish Tezayin, Hilchos Brachos, wants to know, what do we do with the fact that the Gemara by us says that milk is dam nekav and nasa cholov? What is milk? The Gemara needs a pasuk to be matir, drinking milk, because what's milk? It's dam that's nekar, that's congealed, v'nasa cholov. So do we look at something in terms of what it is today? Do we look at where it comes from? It's yoytze from X, then it has a din of X. If X is also, then yoytze from X is also. Or we say no. Then we look at all things in terms of where it comes from. Now, the question the Magen Avraham asks is, l'chayr, from the fact that Gemara needs a puzzle, to be matir, drinking milk from an animal, why? Because dam nekav v'nasa cholov. That means that we always go puzzle where it comes from. The fact that it's not dam today is of no relevance. It's yoytzim in adam. It comes from dam. We go puzzle meikor. So l'chayr, that should be a kaveh for us, l'gabi these things of Moshe v'k'tayres, and the dam musak shenase perish, if you're allowed to eat it or not. So the Sefer Mekor Chaim, the author in the Sivis, in Tov Samach Zayin, answers that there's a very big difference. The different things turning into other things, are not all of them are the same. There's one concept of Dam Nekav V'Nasa Cholov. That means the reality of Dam is that it's Nekav V'Nasa Cholov. It's always that way. It's not a kilkul, it's not a change in the Dam. That's the reality of Dam. So that would be awesome. That would be considered dam, and since it used to be dam, that says that it really is dam, so it's mishtanet to something, so you need to exercise a cost for that. But Hashem, when you talk about any of these other cases, the perish, finas, or something else, work was done on it. That's not a natural process. Work was done on it that created, or there was some type of kilkul, that turned item A into something B. In that case, that would be considered not basam eikor, you would not define it as going bust of the Meikar. Let's add another level of depth to this idea. There's a famous Machlek Shushayim of Dan Mavushul. Dam is an Issacharis. To eat Dam is an Issacharis. Dam Mavushul is, according to many Rishayim, not, because the Dam, the Torah asks of this Dam, the context of Dam, that's really going right for the Mizbeach, for a Korban. Dam Mavushul is not right for a Korban. That's Roy Rishayim. The Rambam holds the Dam Mavushal is also. There's a middle Shita, the Rajma brings in Chul Dav Kuf Yud Aleph from the Balu Itur, that Dam Mavushal is not only also Dabar, it's also Deraisa. The Pasha of the Gemara is that way, that it's also Deraisa. The Rishonim HaMechadish, the Dam Mavushal is Deraban. The Rambam argues in that Bechlal. The way the Raj brings the Balu Itur, the Dam Mavushal is Deraisa. But it's like a Chatzishir. It's missing in the quality. It's like a lesser form of dam. It would have an issa deraisa, but it would not carry the malchus or the einish of chorus. Well, what's the get at? It is dam or it's not dam. So what we said before when we started the shir is that the issa of yoytze, if it's not the yoytze min hachamor, we don't look at it as a chamor. It's only also because it's yoytze min hachamor. What that is that it's a way of somewhat eating that thing. But you're not eating that thing in original form. You're eating it in distilled form. Let's give a dogma. There's many in the Torah, there's many machol sasuris, there's many yisuri hano, possible cholov, petach hamor, will have mitzvah Hashem. There's a whole list in the Torah, orlo, klayakem, so on. All these things are yisuri hano. The Rambam is mechadish, a sweeping chiddush, that even though the Torah asers yisuri hano midderaisa, but those yisuri hano are only also somewhat, they won't carry with it the einish of malchus. What's the pshat? Is the way it seems from the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, the Nekuda is that Isur Hano is not an Isur for itself. The Isur Hano is also an Isur on using that Machol Sasuris, let's say Basav Cholov. There's an Isur of eating the Basav Cholov. There's a secondary Isur called Hano of using the Basav Cholov for something which is not as great of a usage. The greatest usage is the eating. The having Hano in any form or fashion is a lesser form of using that thing. It's a lesser form of being over that Aveira. A lesser form, it's like eating a chatzi shir. One could eat a kezayis, that's a full ma'isa chila. One could eat a chatzi kezayis, it's a half a ma'isa chila. Same thing is true, one could eat dam, which is dam proper. One could eat chamor, psar chamor, which is psar chamor. Or one could eat a yaitzim ra chamor. It's a lessened form of the same chamor. The act doesn't have with it the same severity of being Mechai Malkus. It's a Chatzishir. That's what a Chatzishir is. It's a Maisa which doesn't have the severity of a full Maisa Achila, which is why it's also Menat Torah, but does not carry the Inish of Malkus. Now, the Achronim want to know, why don't we say that Dam Mavushal, at the end of the day, you want to say now that it's not the original Dam, it's Mutter. Only Dam that's ready to go on the Mizbech, only Dam Chai, not Dam Mavushal. The Dam of Ushul shouldn't be also in their eyes, because it's Yoitzim and Adam. It should be also in their eyes. Al Koponim, let it only be a Chatzishir, but Dam of Ushul, according to the Shem that hold that it's Zerabonim, it should be also in their eyes. It's Yoitzim and Adam. Says the Chaznish that Yoitzim is not that chemically B comes from A. Yoitzim means that A produced B. We could say, Lamashal, that dam na lule exeza kosov, dam neka venasa cholov. Cholov is a production of dam. It's dam that goes through a production and it turns into cholov. So, mele, it's called yoitzim and cholov. An animal gives birth. There was a production there. The pregnancy, the giving forth of the animal, the birth of that, the birthing of the animal, that process produced something that's called the yoitzim and also. Dam Mavushal is Yoitze Midam Tor, it's a product of Dam Tor. Hard to believe. In which case, there would not be an Isser of Yoitze. Lefidus Chaznish, we understand very simply a teretz to our kasha with the Chazir. What was the kasha? The kasha is that the Chazir Lo'osid Lovoy will come from a Chazir, which was Tomei. It's Yoitze? No. Yoitze means only when it's a something that's produced, it's a product of the tome. So we could say that cholov is a product of dam. The chamor that gave birth to something that looked like a keves is a produced from the chamor. The chazir, which will be Torah lost in lovoi, is a product of the chazir, which was Torah, which was tome. Not a product, it was changed. Shalom b'derek ha-teva, by an S. That's not called a product. That would not have it in yoytze. Yoytze does not mean a biological source. Yoytze means it's a product of. So that's what we're saying, Legabe the Chazir, and Legabe, we spoke about Dam, we spoke about Cholov, and so on, all these things of Yoitze. In the next Shem, Yoitze Hashem, we're going to develop the theme further of different types of considering B a product of A, when it has Din of Isser, and when not.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.